and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted. Every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning and happy Sunday morning. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Heard every Sunday morning here on KSRO from 9 to 10 a.m. And I am back in studio. Last week we tried to stay at home, which we figured out the problem. But you know what? It's actually nice to get out of the house. Joe and I are a good 8 feet apart from each other. And the studio is taking lots of precautions with the hand sanitizer. And there's the Lysol. There's some Clorox wipes. There's some paper towel. There's lots of safety precautions and media, you know, must go on. So, and like I said, I think this is the first normal thing I've done in a couple of weeks, other than, you know, going to the grocery store and doing a little bit of real estate. But real estate is very, very different right now, and ever-changing. Lots of, you know, I had this whole plan on what I was going to talk about what was happening in real estate being considered up until literally yesterday afternoon, had been considered non-essential, and we were being told, you know, absolutely no, pretty much no real estate could be done, and so we're trying to find some workarounds to still remain safe. However, last night, I think at like 5 o'clock yesterday, got the message from California Association of Realtors that the federal guideline of essential, there's 16 essential segments of the infrastructure, services that are essential to the infrastructure of the nation. Real estate has been added to that, with a huge caveat, a couple of huge caveats, and I want to make sure this is really, really, really clear to not only the realtors listening in the group, but also anybody thinking about buying or selling and wondering what's going on with real estate. This is not a get out of jail free card. This is not a, you know, being released and being able to do everything as normal. We are still two caveats. One, let me mention, this ruling is not to be superseded by any of the restrictions, or is to be superseded by any of the restrictions of county, state, city ordinances. We still in Sonoma County have a stay in place ordinance or order in place. We, you know, to not leave your home unless it's to do something that's essential, and to return home as quickly as possible. With that said, and also with this order, what is to be really clear is we will not be having open houses. We will not be having face-to-face showings of your property unless it has to be very limited. And that's where it gets a little bit vague, because, you know, it says within, you know, as much as practical as far as showings. As realtors, I think we have the responsibility to be really careful here. You know, it's a huge liability, honestly, to have... to be bringing somebody into a client's home, and what if they bring the coronavirus, and what if your client has a coronavirus and they're, you know, they pass that on? It's a huge liability. We need to be very careful, not just because it's a liability, but because it's, you know, the right thing to do. So the good news, and I have really mixed feelings about this, whether it's good news or not, but anybody that is in a position where they absolutely have to sell, was in the middle of selling, absolutely have to buy something. Maybe they sold their, you know, they closed escrow on a house before all this happened, and now they're in a place where they absolutely have to find something to buy. This has opened the doors to make it a little bit easier for that to happen. And that's really what this is about. It's not, you know, let's all go do business as usual. It is opening it to what is essential and practical, for things that need to happen to keep people moving and keep people in a home, or moving to where they needed to go for a job, or for, you know, whatever is happening with that. that's what this is about. It's not, okay, good, we can go out and buy and sell real estate and all of that. So, and there's investors already that are starting to, you know, make the calls to some agents saying, hey, do you have any good deals? Anybody that needs to sell? You know, and thinking they're going to get a great deal because it's they need to sell right now. So let's all, you know, take a step back, which really before this came into play, this new message from CAR and the federal government adding realtors as essential. You know, it really was, you know, let's take a step back. Unless you absolutely have to buy or sell, maybe take a little break, maybe do some work on your house, maybe do some work on you know, whatever you need to do to get yourself in a position to buy a home. Interest rates are actually up right now, despite what some people think and what I'm actually still hearing on the radio. They're up from where they were last month, or earlier this month, even a couple of weeks ago. And so, you know, as far as those are mortgage interest rates, you're hearing a lot about everything going on, and we'll talk a little bit about that as far as the Fed's dropping the rate to zero, and then everybody went, oh my gosh, let's go get a loan, or let's go refinance. And really, the refinances are going kind of crazy, and I'm hearing from my lender friends, it's pretty chaotic for them right now. But there are home equity lines, there are the consumer loans, the car loans, the, you know, consolidating debt on credit cards. Those are affected by that Fed rate drop, not your mortgage. And what it actually did is made the mortgage rates go up a little bit. We are anticipating that they're going to go back down in April. So if you're thinking about buying and you don't absolutely have to buy, this is a really good time to just sit back, keep an eye on the market, have a really good conversation with a realtor, have a really good conversation with and develop a relationship with both a realtor and a lender so that you're completely ready to go when, you know, whenever this, and we don't really know when this is going to, I'm hearing, you know, into September, October, November, I'm hearing June, I'm hearing, you know, May. So it, who knows? Nobody really knows. But, you know, so I would say if you don't have to buy yet right now, don't have to sell right now, I think it's a good time to take a step back, you know, focus on your family, focus on staying inside, staying healthy, helping your community where you can, if you really feel like you need to do something. There's a lot of ways to do that. And in the coming weeks, I'm going to talk more about that kind of different companies, different local companies that could use some help and how we can help them while we're staying at home. Anyway, so we'll talk more about that after we take a break. I'm going to talk about, you know, what if you are buying or selling a home, absolutely have to or really you want to and you don't care and you want to do it. I can absolutely help you if you need to. And really, I would just as soon help somebody that really needs to at this point. And anybody else, let's, you know, I'm glad to help you with buying and selling a home. And I can let you know about how we're doing that virtually, because this is, I think, going to be a long-term kind of ongoing thing. And so we have kind of shifted to virtual and not so much face-to-face, keeping everybody safe. And there's a lot we can do without actually putting anybody in your home to look at it. So we'll talk about that when we come back. What's happening with appraisals, what's happening with loans, what's happening with the real estate market. We'll talk a little bit about the numbers right now, what we're seeing. And it's interesting because, like I said, up until yesterday, we were really supposed to pretty much come to a halt with real estate. No showings allowed. And still we're not allowed to just say, you know, go direct and look at this property. Or call the seller, you know, to set up an appointment. We're still with very restricted showing, but there are still, you know, a lot of active homes on the market. There are a lot of temporary withdrawn, and a lot of coming soon. So those are the things to keep an eye out on if you are in really in a place where you need to buy a home right now. I'll let you know what's happening in the market for that when we get back. And then I'm going to dive in a little bit more to what exactly this message from California Association of Realtors means as far as what a realtor is allowed to do and not allowed to do. And then got all sorts of good stuff we're going to talk about. So we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll dive into what's happening with real estate right now amidst all of this coronavirus, and what are we doing to help you if you absolutely need to buy or sell a home. I am Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. whatever, easy for me to say. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back after the news, or after a message, not the news.
KSRO, KSRO.com, and the brand new KSRO mobile app have full coverage of the health, social, and economic effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. To get the KSRO app and sign up for breaking news alerts, go to the App Store or Google Play and search KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Traffic on the fives. Weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's Morning News with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. here on KSRO. You can tune in here locally, or you can go anywhere in the world and listen to, through KSRO.com. You can stream live. You can even talk to Alexa and say, hey, play KSRO, and it'll come up to whatever's live right now. So, and then if you missed the show, or you want to get some, listen to last week's show, or you didn't take notes, or you heard a phone number or some information that you wanted to, that you didn't get written down, you can go to KSRO.com, go to shows, and then ask the expert, and there's a drop-down menu that'll take you to Allison Norman / real estate, and that is the Real Estate Hour. So it has all of the past week's podcast. Joe will get that this week's podcast up shortly after the show, and you can tune in that way, or you can just go listen live. And if you don't have a good signal somewhere, or if you don't have your radio handy, you can listen on your phone. So lots of ways to listen to the Real Estate Hour and KSRO in general. And a lot of good information. KSRO has been keeping updates of what's happening here in Sonoma County and around the world. So it's good to listen in. I know we're a little all overwhelmed with news. You can get to where sometimes you just need to turn it off. But, to get some good local news, it's great to tune in and listen to at least to that. Hear what's happening in your neighborhood. So as far as what's happening in California and Sonoma County, with real estate in mind, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, as of yesterday, kind of end of the day yesterday, we got a message from the president of the California Association of Realtors, who's Jeannie Radzik, is our president this year. All realtors are members of the Association of Realtors. You do not have to be a member to be an agent. So there's just real estate agents, and then there's realtors who are members of the Association of Realtors. And California Association of Realtors does a lot of lobbying and a lot of things to help not only realtors, but homeowners and property owners, and protecting the rights of homeowners, property owners, and realtors. So they do a lot, and they really along with a lot of the other and National Association of Realtors as well, kind of went to the government and went to the federal government and said, hey, real estate really is an essential service and it should be listed on that list of essential critical infrastructure workers. Yesterday, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, otherwise known as CISA, updated its list of essential services during the coronavirus and expressly included residential real estate. However, he says since Governor Newsom's March 4th, 2020 order incorporates this list, that specific CISA list, the order now includes residential and commercial real estate, including settlement services as essential, which settlement services like title and escrow were all considering that it was essential as part of the financial piece. And I think that's where real estate fits in, which I always thought it should, but it really didn't until yesterday. So we have been closing escrows. We have been, loans have been a little tricky, but for some are going through very smoothly. It depends on the type of loan. But that has been going through. But the part about, you know, getting into somebody's house and taking pictures, showing property, actively selling properties, and representing clients, was considered non-essential. And, you know, I have a lot of mixed feelings about that, as do a lot of people, as does the, you know, president of the California Association of Realtors, because we need to remember that this doesn't mean business as usual. This doesn't mean that we can go back out and start, you know, at meeting with clients and having open houses and, you know, opening our clients' homes to showings by other agents and their clients. It just isn't, we're not there yet. So the hope is that realtors and their clients realize, you know, understand that it is okay. They've loosened things enough to where we can get our job done if we need to. And I think it really, that's an important note, is it's if we need to. You know, there's two parts of that. One is, you know, we are commission-based service. You know, we don't get paid unless we sell a house. You know, so there's that part. But I think we all, you know, there's a lot of people hurting right now that are a lot of people kind of biting the bullet and taking one for the team, you know, to stay home, you know, cut back on what you need to do, take a little break, work on some other things, work on, you know, building some parts of your business so that you'll be able to come out strong when this is all over and we can get back to some sense of normalcy. But it's also about, you know, so it's not just about that side of it. Yes, realtors, you know, would like to be working so we can get paid. But on the other side, there are some people that absolutely have to buy or sell a house right now. And like I said, if they're, you know, maybe they were in the middle of doing that. Maybe they're, you know, most of the things, I've got a couple of things in the process right now that we were having no problem, you know, wrapping those up, despite the fact that it says, you know, that it says you shouldn't be. I mean, we were done with inspections. We were done with everything. We're just kind of closing up. However, there is maybe somebody that sold a house and then they were going to take that money and go buy a house and then suddenly everything closed up, you know, so, we can't, you know, we still cannot do in-house showings. We cannot do open houses. We cannot, you know, we have to do things virtually. The way the order says, it says showings should be done virtually if at all possible. So what does that mean? I mean, that kind of, it's a little frustrating that they put it in that way, because now, you know, it's open for interpretation. And, you know, my opinion is that we shouldn't be doing any showings at all. And there are ways to take an offer subject to, and then, you know, so that we're not having showings. If you've got to, you know, there's been a lot of conversations online on several of the Facebook groups I'm in across the country, you know, that's saying, you know, hey, you know, would you buy a house sight unseen? And, you know, my answer to that is I've done it before. I've bought a couple of investment properties, never set foot in them. you know, had them for a few years, sold them, made some money. It was a good investment. It served me very well at the time. I never saw these properties. However, if I was going to live in it, you know, that's the, I don't know. If I needed to buy a house, and I absolutely had to have a place to land because I've sold my house and now I'm going to be homeless if I don't, you know, I think there's ways that you can do virtual walkthroughs. There's ways that you can, you know, now that they've loosened it up a little bit, an agent can actually go into the house and do the virtual walkthrough. We can have photos done. It was a kind of a gray area the last week or so where they were saying, you know, not even photographers are allowed in the house, not even inspections. They've opened that up a little bit to now we can very carefully do that. I still kind of caution everybody that it could be a huge liability, I think. That you're letting somebody into somebody else's house. So I think we need to be really careful. I think it's going to be kind of a broker-to-broker decision on how we handle real estate. But, you know, the way the law is, and it's really important to note that California Association of Realtors, this is what they're saying to all of California, but they're also saying, this is a really important part and I want to read it. So it says, notwithstanding this new development, all real estate licensees must take into account the health and safety of their clients and fellow licensees and follow the existing protocols for protecting against the spread of COVID-19. If such health safeguards and protocols are not followed, the rule for the state could easily change to stop or restrict all real estate activity. So in other words, if we don't behave, they could take this all away again. To that end, in conformity with current health guidelines, real estate licensees should follow all CDC and local health mandates. No open houses should be held. Showing should be done virtually if at all possible. And then there is an updated FAQ and more information for recommended best practices at car.org/coronavirus, and this is specifically for members of California Association of Realtors. If you're listening, if you're working with a realtor, say, hey, why don't you log on there and see what it says. So it's car.org/coronavirus, and they're doing a lot of updating and actually there's a good webinar on Monday, best practices and things to do. So, but it's really important to understand in this order, or not, you know, the new, it's not really an order, it's an adjustment to the federal list of essential critical infrastructure workers. And this is CAR, California Association of Realtors, interpretation of that. That doesn't mean that Sonoma County's stay in place orders are going away. It doesn't mean, I believe Los Angeles is under even stricter orders, and they, their rules to not do real estate stay in place in this because it supersedes, it's more strict than what this message for California is, or this change in the federal list of essential critical infrastructure workers. It's more specific that says, no, you can't do real estate. So it's really important for realtors, and I know I'm not just talking to realtors here, but I think it's important to anybody that's thinking about buying or selling to understand what's happening in your realtor's world, and to realize that there's a lot of kind of mixed messages here, and there's a lot of area-to-area differences in how things are handled. So it's really important to look at what the local government, and I'll give you a website, I think, when we come back. But I'll tell you real quick, County of Sonoma has, if you dial 211, you can get updated information. And it's 211sonoma.org. They have some really good information on what's happening currently in the County of Sonoma. We're going to go to the news. I'm Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back, and we'll talk more about buying and selling in this crazy world we're in right now. And that and more. We'll be back after the news.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
At this hour, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo giving his daily update on efforts to stop the spread of the coronavirus in New York, the U.S. state with the most confirmed cases. Cuomo urging hospitals and the public and private sector to better coordinate in order to handle the surge in patients.
No hospital is an island. No hospital in this situation can exist unto themselves.
With New Orleans emerging as a COVID-19 hot zone, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards not ready to issue a lockdown order.
We know that mitigation works, but it only works to the extent that it's actually complied with. And so we're hopeful that the curve does start to flatten here in the next few days.
New numbers this morning, the U.S. now with over 124,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. Nearly 2,200 people have died in the U.S. from COVID-19. And a grim milestone in Italy, where coronavirus has taken over 10,000 lives. That's the world's largest COVID-19 death toll. Dave Packer, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
A bit more rain this morning with a partly cloudy afternoon ahead, high of 61, 56 along the coast. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 42, 45 on the shores. Tomorrow, a few clouds at 62, 56 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday warms up a bit, high 71, 61 on the coast with blue skies. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It is the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. I just coughed and I had to say, don't worry, it's not a coronavirus cough. My normal morning, that's what happens when you start talking at 8 o'clock in the morning. Cough. Anyway.
I
know, Mike coughed a lot. That's just a morning thing, kind of. Anyway, we're talking about what's happening in the real estate world right now. And when we went to break, I was finishing up, you know, kind of talking about what's going on in California Association of Realtors letter to its members about real estate being now considered essential as of March 20th, yesterday, added to that federal list of essential critical infrastructure workers. If you're curious about that, there is, I posted it on Facebook previously, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook, but it's CISA, it's the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Cyber Security and Infrastructure Security Agency, otherwise known as CISA. So just Google that and you'll find the list of essential critical infrastructure workers. And it really does go pretty in-depth into what's included and what's not. And I really think, you know, people are trying to find loopholes and, you know, let's not try and find loopholes and let's just, everybody take a little breather, settle down. I don't know about you, but I think there's some good out of all of this that we've all slowed down a little bit. Not everybody, obviously. There's the people that are, you know, the health, the nurses and the doctors definitely haven't slowed down. And there's, you know, a lot of people working in retail and in important essential services that are, you know, really working hard and having a hard time. And so I don't want to, you know, be dismissive of that, but the people that are out of work and the people that are being really taking this seriously and staying home, I think we're finding, you know, some benefit to it and that we're slowing down and we're connecting with our family more. And there's, you know, Zoom has been pretty good for all of this, and people learning to use Zoom. We had a fun. It was my birthday last week. Happy birthday! we had a fun. You know, I've had a lot of birthdays, and I have family that is not local. My sister's in Texas. My mom's local, but she's down in Marin. So we did a Zoom call, and it was kind of funny because we're all a little new to it. My oldest daughter is in Coffee Park, so she's nearby, but we're staying away from each other because we're all staying in our little bubbles. And so we had a Zoom call, and it was really fun. And it's something that we could have been doing all these years but haven't, you know. And we usually will have the phone call, you know, my sister will call or I'll call her, and we'll chat for a minute. But it was really fun to do. So, you know, there's things that I'm seeing, a lot of really creative and fun things people are doing with their families to stay, you know, to keep the kids engaged and all the homeschooling that we're having to do. But, I think some good will come from this. And I think it's going to be really hard to get back to normal. And maybe that's a good thing. In some aspects, other, you know, it'll be good. So, just to wrap up on, I don't really know where I was going with that, but that's my opinion of what's happening in the world today. And that, you know, let's focus on the good. There was a good, I put it on my Facebook story, a good thing it said to kind of change your mindset about being, you know, that you're not stuck at home, you're safe at home. One word can change your attitude, and one cough can change your life. So, you know, anyway, that's just my little message today. So here's just the message from California Association of Realtors President Jeannie Radzik, who sent out this letter saying real estate is now considered essential and we can loosen things up just a little bit to be able to do our jobs to help those that are absolutely in need of buying and selling. And I really want to reiterate that is if you don't have to buy or sell right now, take a little break, do some things around the house, get your house more ready than it maybe was right now. You know, Home Depot is still open, so you can do a little bit of work around the house if you have the funds to do that, or, you know, find some things that you can do that don't require any money and just, you know, cleaning up things, doing some little projects here and there. Most people that are homeowners are have learned to be handy out of necessity. So I think it's a good time to take a little break. However, if you absolutely need to buy or sell a home, it has loosened that up, allowing us to be able to do that. However, I keep saying however, there are a lot of howevers. One is it really depends on what's happening in your specific county, city, state. Just because this has been added to the federal list of essential businesses or essential services does not mean that your city, county, state agrees with that. And if there are stricter rules in place, as in Sonoma County, there are stay-at-home orders, and we really are supposed to follow those stay-at-home orders and only go out for essential services. So now that real estate's been added to that, one could argue that, okay, well, we're going to go sell a house and we're going to do what our clients need us to do to get that done. That doesn't mean business as usual. That means, you know, we can go, you know, maybe let an inspector in to do an inspection. We can have a photographer go in and take pictures. We are no longer at this time doing face-to-face. We aren't, letting an agent bring a buyer over to your house. If you're a buyer, we're not going to go out and put you in the car and take you and show you properties or meet you at a house and let you in. Realtors are doing virtual tours. We're doing, I talked to an agent in, I'm not sure. I forget where she lives. Another state. I have friends all over the country, and then other people that are in different groups that I don't really know, but we talk about real estate, so as Facebook works. But she said she just sold a house, multiple offers. The buyer never went in the property. They waived their inspections, which I wouldn't advise. But in this case, this was before this, you know, ruling, and they couldn't let anyone in. No inspections. They got multiple offers. They got over the list price. And what she did is she did a, which I thought was really interesting, and I asked her more about it, and I'm going to implement that in my business as well, is doing a virtual kind of a Zoom meeting where the agent, the listing agents, so in this case me, would be would start this meeting. There would be the buyer's agent and the buyer, and then the seller in their home also logged into Zoom, and the seller would do basically a little tour walkthrough of their house. And sellers, for the most part, love to show off their house. So I think this is a great way that you can get a really personal tour of the house, and there can be questions back and forth. And we can, you know, that a lot of times we try and keep a real buffer between buyer and seller because we want just that's what we're there for, is kind of protect everybody and make sure everything goes along smoothly. So, you know, in this case, you can field the questions. You can, in Zoom, you can have it a webinar where they're just listening and they can type in questions. And so it's not like a full-on, you know, sit down, have a conversation between buyer and seller and agents. But I thought it was a great way. And so I think, you know, I think we're learning to get very creative and make this happen to where we can keep our clients safe. We can get them where they need to be. And like I said, if you don't have to sell right now, I would recommend you don't. I know that there's realtors out there that are going to say otherwise and say, oh, it's a great time to sell. Let's do it. I really kind of look at within yourself and is this important right now, or are there other things I could be doing? Real estate is always going to be there. The market is not going to crash. We, you know, we're in a different position than we were back in 2008. A lot of people are comparing it to that. But if you're in a place where you need to sell, and I want to talk about, well, I don't want to get deep in it now, maybe when we come back, but I want to talk about there are, if you, you know, I just heard from somebody today, another agent who said that their client needed to sell, you know, because they lost their job and now they're not going to be able to pay their mortgage. Well, there's things in place right now to protect those people. So if you think, oh my gosh, I lost my job, I need to sell my house, let's look at some options, because there are some options out there. You don't have to sell your house right now for that reason. If there was another reason why you were already in a position where there's no way you can keep this house, I don't know, maybe it's a good time to where they will actually negotiate with you now, the lender, your mortgage servicer, or maybe you really do have to sell, or maybe you've got an elderly parent, you know, across the country that you need to get to, or maybe you sold a house and now you need to buy something. Those are the people I want to talk to and I want to help. I don't, if you can wait, I still want to talk to you, but I want to talk about what you can do now to get yourself ready. So there's two different things in play here, and I think it's really important to have that conversation, whether you have it with me as a realtor, or if you have it with another realtor that you already have lined up or already have a relationship with. You know, let's chat and see what we can do to get you, either if it has to be sold, what we can do, or you have to buy right now, what we can do to make it work. Because there are ways to make that happen. I don't want to discourage everybody completely, that if you absolutely have to, or you really, really want to, you know, let's talk about it and let's see what we can do. If you don't, let's talk anyway and see what you can do to get yourself in a position where when things calm down a little bit and it's safe to go outside and it's safe to go in other people's homes, we can do it then. So, and you'll be in a much stronger position if you're ready. So we'll talk about all of that, but I think it's really important to remember. And as you know, for realtors listening, to really understand that this is not business as usual. And because I'm not just talking to realtors on the show, I'm talking to anybody and everybody that's out there listening, homeowners, buyers, you know, renters, whatever, anybody, just to know that that's what's going on in real estate right now. And it is, you're going to get different opinions from different people. Every individual broker, I think, in the county is going to have a different, hopefully we're all on the same page. North Bay Association of Realtors also issued a message yesterday after CAR's message, California Association of Realtors message, saying that, you know, don't forget that Sonoma County is under stay in place orders, and that does override what, you know, any change in the status of realtors as being essential. So it's really important to remember that. And then just a quick message from Jeannie Radzik. I forgot to read this before, but this was something that she and I actually talked, texted, or I think it was Messenger on Facebook, about what was going on. And she's really concerned as well as me, that realtors, you know, some realtors are not going to take this seriously, and it really could backfire. And so she said, in a post on Facebook, she said, "Realtors, listen up. We gave you the good news," which is certainly true, "but there are still counties that have more restrictive SIP, stay-in-place orders, and this does not override those rules. Do not simply go back to the way you think things were. They are not the same. As a state, we are still under SIP orders, so you must adhere to the guidelines. You are still only allowed to go out for essential reasons. Check for guidance and play by the rules. We all need to stay safe in order to be healthy. This COVID-19 is not over." And so that is our CAR, California Association of Realtors President, Jeannie Radzik, who's doing a great job navigating through this. I've known her for years, and glad to see her up there representing the realtors. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about things that we're doing to buy and sell real estate if you really absolutely have to, and then just a little bit about the numbers here in Sonoma County, what's happening there. That should wrap it up. We'll be right back. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Be right back.
For the facts on coronavirus.
And it's a challenge for those unsheltered in our community because we also have scuttle laws. So one of our challenges that we're currently dealing with is our community parks. So they've all been closed, but we also know some people who are experiencing homelessness are staying in those parks.
Depend on KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Rincon Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. here on KSRO. Here locally on the radio and across the world, around the globe, KSRO.com. And then you can always listen to the podcast of today's shows and past shows at KSRO.com shows, and then ask the expert, and then look for Allison Norman / real estate, and that would be me, and that would be the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Lots of great shows in past with guests, past guests, and even some of Mike's shows are still there. It goes back quite a ways. So lots of good listening if you're at all interested. And today's show will be up there shortly after. So we're talking about, I mentioned before we went to break, a couple of things. Sonoma County of Sonoma, stay-in-place orders and information can be found, and any updates on what's happening with coronavirus, what are the numbers are, and what what's happening in Sonoma County. You can dial 211 to get information on that. You can also text your zip code to text your zip code to 898211, or you can go to 211sonoma.org. So 211 Sonoma, not Sonoma County, but just Sonoma. So 211sonoma.org. And I'll get you up to date information about what's happening With coronavirus in Sonoma County, including the stay-in-place orders and the restrictions that we're all being asked to follow, and hopefully you're all following along. It's sad and frustrating that they had to close the parks and the beaches because people couldn't keep themselves apart. It's very frustrating. So we can go walk around our block now, and that's about it. Or get in the car, and I like to just get in the car and go for a drive, not even go anywhere, but just to get out of the house. And it's so pretty out. Well, not today. Today it's raining and ugly, but it was really pretty last week with all the green and the pretty clouds and the blue sky, and it was just Sonoma County, such a pretty place. If you're stir crazy at home, get in your car and go for a little drive, but don't get out and do anything you don't need to do. This is your mother speaking. Just real quick, the numbers, what's happening in real estate in Sonoma County. There's, interestingly enough, there's still 661 active listings on the market in Sonoma County, single family homes. A lot of those, what we've been told by Barry's, Barry Real Estate Information Service, which is our MLS, there should be no go direct showings. It should all be changed in there to call the listing agent. Showings should be by virtual tour only, no open houses and all that. However, we still have 661 active. So if you're looking, if you really need to buy a house, there's a lot out there still on the market. Talk to me, talk to your agent, if you have one, or if you don't, talk to me, and I'll let you know what's going on. If there's a property that you're interested in, let's talk about it and see how we can make that work. What a lot of people are doing is have active listings, and they put them in the coming soon category, which is a new category, and who knew that it would be so helpful right now. This came out about maybe 6 months ago, but there's currently 62 listings in the coming soon category in the MLS. And then there's 192 temporary off the market. These are the ones that you want to be also making sure that you're looking, that your realtor is looking at. You as the public can't see the temporary off the market. I don't think. Maybe some of the, like Zillow and public sites, but I don't think so. I think once they go temporary off, you don't see them anymore. But there's 192, so it's really important if you are in need of a home right now to make sure your realtor is looking in those other categories. And then since March 1st, 66 listings have come off the market completely, withdrawn, canceled. Somebody decided, you know what, now's not the right time. And honestly, good for them if they really didn't need to sell right now. Maybe it's a good time to step back and not do it, and then come out strong when we get past all of this. Anyway, active, there's 87 condos as well. That's kind of as far as I want to go with the numbers, because really we're not overly focused on what's happening in the market right now. It's more what we can do if you absolutely need to buy and sell a home. What's happening, I want to make sure I cover before we go, what's happening if you do own a home and you're having a hard time, you were laid off of work. A lot of companies, thankfully, are two different things. They're either paying their employees as if they're working, either they have the funds to do it, they have insurance to cover that, or they're expecting the government to help them out, which I think is part of that stimulus package. But also they're laying people off, and it feels and sounds really harsh, but a lot of times they're laying people off so that they can actually go and get unemployment. So if that happens and you're not able to get any money, there's a lot of self-employed people, realtors are one, that there's a couple of things. There's actually, California Association of Realtors is working with Congress to provide, asking them to provide forgivable SBA loans to self-employed independent contractors, including realtors, as part of that federal aid package. And I don't know if that happened or not. This was an email March 26th. Let's follow along with that. But if you have a home right now and you have a loan and you know that you're not going to be able to pay your mortgage this month or the following months, the most of the big lenders are saying that they will, they'll delay, they'll allow you to delay payments. And you need to be really careful because you want to know what their, are those payments going to be due at some point? Or are they forgiving them? Or are they tacking them on the back of your loan? One lender that I talked to said it was their understanding, this was just on a personal perspective, their understanding that servicers with a documented hardship are suspending mortgage payments in some cases as little as 3 months and up to 6 months. There's no negative credit reporting. Specifically, nothing derogatory is reported to the credit bureau, and the forbearance term is not identified on the credit report either. The mortgage debt reports paid as agreed. So that's really important to maintain your credit. However, they are, after 3 to 6 months, the total amount of payments are going to be due. And this happened with people. I had a couple of people, I posted a question about this on Facebook, and a couple of people responded, you know, that had been through this during the fires, and there had been where they weren't required to pay their mortgage if they had lost their home, or you know, they were going through a hardship because of the fires. When the time was up, they had this balloon payment due. They had this lump sum of money that was due, and you know, that it doesn't make sense. If you couldn't pay it every month, then how in the world are you going to come up with 6 months payment when you're done? However, if they can say, you know, show, I think that what they're going to have to do is you know, like a loan modification where they're going to say the balance is going to be tacked onto the principal balance of the mortgage. They'll put it on the end of the loan. And then the question is, well, are they going to, is it going to be interest free, that portion of it, or is there, is that now going to add to the interest you're paying on your loan? So there's a lot of questions, and it's really important to not just not pay because you think that you can just say, well, I couldn't pay because I lost my job. You need to have a conversation with your mortgage company. Whoever services your loan, you really need to have a conversation with them and get it in writing what they're offering you, you know, how it's going to be handled. It's going to feel really good for them to say, no, you don't have to make your payment for the next 3 months, but you want to know, okay, what happens at the end of 3 months or what happens at the end of 6 months? Are you expecting a full payment from me? Are you expecting a balloon payment? Are you willing to, are you going to report it to the, you know, credit bureau as non-payment, or are you going to just give me a break? But then are you going to expect full payment, or are you going to put it on the end of my loan, or are we going to renegotiate my loan right now in a or then as a loan modification? So it's really important, and really important to get that in writing. And I heard that from a couple of people who went through this with the fires. Make sure you get it in writing and really understand what they're offering you. If you need any help with that on how, what questions to ask, how to, you know, find the information, I'm glad to help you with that. So you can give me a call. My number is 799-3617. That's 707 area code 799-3617. I'm not going to have time. I'm going to post it on Facebook on Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Some of the things we're doing to get your house sold if you absolutely need to sell, or to help you buy a home if you absolutely need to buy. I'll put that on the Facebook page. I also have a listing that somebody does absolutely need to sell. It's on an acre in Forestville, $1,000,001, and I'll talk about it some more, and I'll post it on the Facebook page. If you have questions, give me a call, 799-3617. Look forward to talking to you next week. This has been the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, with Allison Norman on KSRO. We'll see you next week.
The preceding was a paid presentation. Winner of 2 Marconi Awards, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.